Imagine being 8 years old with the power to set the world ablaze with just a thought. This is Charlie McGee's reality as she flees through New York City with her desperate father, Andy, pursued by shadowy government agents. Their nightmare began 12 years earlier when Andy and his future wife, Vicky, participated in a seemingly innocent college experiment for quick cash. The study, run by the secretive Department of Scientific Intelligence, nicknamed The Shop, involved injecting participants with Lot 6, a synthetic compound that unlocked dormant psychic abilities. While most subjects died or went insane, Andy developed mental domination powers and Vicky gained telekinesis. Their daughter Charlie inherited something far more dangerous, pyrokinesis, the ability to create fire with her mind. Now, with Vicky murdered by the shop and nowhere to turn, father and daughter run for their lives. Andy's mental pushing ability causes him excruciating pain, and Charlie's powers grow more volatile with each passing day. Their only hope lies in exposing the government's unethical experiments before they're captured, or worse. Andy and Charlie hitchhike along dark highways, accepting rides from strangers while watching for pursuers. Each use of Andy's mental domination damages his brain, bringing him closer to death. Charlie struggles to control her terrifying ability, which flares when upset. A simple tantrum could incinerate a building. Life is short and pain is long, and we were all put on this earth to help each other, says one kind driver, who gives them money despite their suspicious circumstances. These moments of compassion contrast with their pursuers' clinical cruelty. In cheap motels, Andy worries how to protect his daughter from those who would weaponize her. He recalls teaching Charlie to fear her own abilities by showing her a charred teddy bear. What father must terrify his child to keep her safe? Meanwhile, the shop's agents close in with roadblocks and surveillance, discussing Andy and Charlie as laboratory specimens. The hunters and hunted move through the same spaces, separated only by timing and luck, a gap that narrows daily. Deep in rural Virginia, the shop's headquarters hides behind plantation-style buildings with electrified fences and armed guards. Inside, an aging bureaucrat known as Cap reviews the McGee file with clinical detachment, treating human lives as research opportunities. Dr. Wanless, the Lot 6 experiment's architect, speaks with haunted urgency. The child must be eliminated, he insists, describing Charlie as more dangerous than nuclear weapons. When psychological complexes fail, he warns, they go like dams bursting, and Charlie's barriers are cracking. John Rainbird, a massive Cherokee assassin with a half-destroyed face, moves with unnatural silence. Obsessed with witnessing the soul leave the body at death, he volunteers to capture Charlie. What makes these villains truly terrifying isn't cartoonish evil, but bureaucratic banality. They discuss assassination as extreme sanction and human experimentation as research protocols, reducing Andy and Charlie to problems needing solutions. The confrontation at the Manders farm marks when Charlie's power erupts beyond control. After finding sanctuary with the Manders, shop agents surround the property. As armed men charge the house, Charlie's fear and rage manifest catastrophically. The room temperature soared past 90 degrees in seconds. When agents open fire, her control vanishes. Men's hair ignites simultaneously. Agent Steinemutz bursts into flames like a burning bundle of rags. The farmhouse becomes an inferno with Charlie as its living conduit. Afterward, Charlie stares at the devastation in horror. "Never again," she whispers. Yet Irv, despite losing his home, offers compassion. "It sure wasn't your fault, Button. They brought it on themselves." This incident becomes a turning point. The shop now recognizes Charlie's true potential, while she becomes determined to suppress her abilities. For Andy, they must expose the shop's crimes to the world. The farm violence reveals their dilemma. How can they stand against a government agency willing to kill to protect its secrets? 5 months into captivity at shop headquarters, Andy exists in a Thorazine-induced haze while Charlie refuses to demonstrate her abilities despite mounting pressure. The facility's observation rooms and constant surveillance imprison both body and mind. John Rainbird implements his most insidious plan by posing as a kindly orderly named John who befriends the isolated Charlie. He shares fabricated Vietnam torture stories to gain her trust. "I know what it's like to be a prisoner," he tells her. Desperate for connection, Charlie opens up to the very man assigned to kill her. Meanwhile, Andy discovers he's unconsciously using his ability to break his Thorazine addiction, a power that now represents their only hope for escape. When a summer storm cuts power, both find clarity in the darkness. Andy sees potential to overcome his captors, while Charlie considers demonstrating her abilities, reasoning, "Maybe if I showed them a little bit, they'd let me see Daddy." This reveals the psychological warfare against the McGees. While physical walls contain them, emotional manipulation, particularly Rainbird's calculated betrayal, proves most effective in securing their compliance. Charlie's first demonstration surpasses expectations. What starts as lighting wood chips becomes an inferno, melting steel and instantly boiling water. Scientists watch in shock as temperatures exceed 7,000 degrees, hot enough to liquefy cinder blocks. "I could feel it getting away from me," Charlie admits. Her power grows beyond control with each use, becoming stronger and more eager for release. She confesses to experiencing a terrible but compelling pleasure when unleashing it. Andy makes a desperate gamble, using mental domination on Cap Hollister despite potential fatal consequences. Blood vessels rupture in his brain with each push as he arranges Charlie's escape. When he discovers Rainbird, whom Charlie knows as her friend John, plans to kill her after testing, Andy's determination strengthens despite his failing health. Through secret notes, father and daughter plan their escape and exposure of the shop's crimes. But Rainbird, sensing their intentions, prepares his own endgame. This section reveals Charlie's power paradox. The more she uses it, the stronger yet more uncontrollable it becomes, representing both incredible potential and catastrophic danger. The final confrontation occurs in a stable where Charlie has gone to say goodbye to a horse. When Rainbird threatens Andy, Charlie's power erupts with unprecedented force, incinerating the entire shop compound. With his dying breath, Andy urges, "Burn it all down. Make sure they can never do this to anyone else." Afterward, Charlie weeps amid the ashes, realizing her power could potentially affect even the sun. The government covers up the incident as a terrorist attack while secretly planning to hunt her. Months later, Charlie appears at Rolling Stone magazine. "I have a story I want to tell and something to show." Her journey has transformed her from frightened child to a young woman determined to expose the truth. The ending's power lies in its lack of easy resolution. Charlie chooses to fight rather than hide, seeking justice through truth instead of vengeance. The true fire driving this story isn't Charlie's pyrokinesis, but the human desire for freedom against overwhelming power.